Do you know what happens when you replace your regular old electric water heater with a new electric heat pump water heater? You boost your savings. A lot. In fact, Energy Star estimates that a family of four will save an average of $550 a year on their electric energy bills. And your new heat pump water heater can pay for itself in as little as 3 years. Level up with a heat pump water heater. Go to levelupmywaterheater.com to learn more.
Hey there, awesome humans. Welcome back to Build Your Stoic Core. This is your girl, Madison Lane, coming at you live from my cozy corner of the world, ready to dive into another powerful piece of Stoic wisdom. And today's topic? Oh, a doozy, building resilience through adversity. Because let's be real, life can throw some serious curveballs our way, right? We all have those moments where we feel knocked down, overwhelmed, maybe even questioning if we can handle it all. But guess what? Those bumps in the road, those challenges, they're actually opportunities in disguise. They're chances to flex our mental muscles, to show ourselves just how strong and adaptable we really are. So buckle up, my friends, because today, we're going deep into the world of resilience, unlocking those inner superpowers that will help you navigate any storm life throws your way. And remember, even if it feels like you're facing a hurricane right now, every single one of you has the power within to weather it. First up, let's talk about recognizing adversity. It's not always a dramatic explosion. Sometimes it's that slow burn, that nagging feeling of dissatisfaction or that project that just won't cooperate. Ever feel like you're stuck in a rut? You know that feeling when nothing seems to be going your way? Those little moments can add up and become real roadblocks. The key is to acknowledge them. Don't ignore the signals, because ignoring them only makes things worse. Next, embrace the power of perspective. I know it sounds cheesy, but seriously, how you view a situation can make all the difference. Instead of getting caught up in the drama and seeing the glass as half empty, try to find the silver lining. Maybe that failed project taught you a valuable lesson, or maybe that unexpected setback opened up a new opportunity you wouldn't have even considered before. Remember, adversity isn't about avoiding challenges, it's about learning from them. Think of it like this. Every time you face a challenge, you're essentially gaining another tool for your mental toolbox. It's like leveling up in a video game. Each experience makes you stronger and better equipped to handle whatever comes next. Now, let's talk about taking action. Sitting around wallowing won't get you anywhere. Once you've acknowledged the challenge and shifted your perspective, it's time to take the reins and make things happen. Break down that big, scary problem into smaller, more manageable steps. Celebrate those small victories along the way, they add up. And finally, remember to be kind to yourself. You are human, after all, not a superhero. It's okay to have bad days, to feel overwhelmed, and to need a little time to recharge. Don't beat yourself up for those moments of weakness. Instead, use them as opportunities to learn and grow. Okay, so let me paint you a picture. Imagine Sarah, our brilliant but super stressed friend. She's got this big presentation coming up, and everything feels chaotic. Her research is incomplete. She's running on fumes, and the pressure is mounting. Sound familiar? She could easily spiral into panic mode, right? But guess what Sarah did? She took a deep breath, acknowledged the stress, and reminded herself that this wasn't the end of the world. She shifted her perspective by focusing on the progress she had already made and broke down the remaining tasks into smaller, achievable steps. She even booked a massage to de-stress and remind herself to take care of herself. The result? Sarah delivered a fantastic presentation. She not only handled the pressure but also emerged feeling empowered and confident. See what I mean about resilience being a superpower? So there you have it, folks, 5 powerful ways to build your inner resilience. Acknowledge adversity, embrace perspective, take action, break things down into smaller steps, and be kind to yourself. Remember, you are stronger than you think. I hope this episode left you feeling inspired and ready to conquer whatever challenges life throws your way. Keep practicing those stoic principles, and don't forget to share this episode with anyone who could benefit from a little dose of resilience. Until next time, keep shining bright, my friends.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.